My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He's a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and he's a former judge in the state of Texas. He and 21 other members of the House of Representatives are demanding a comprehensive audit on the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, also known as USCIS, and it all relates to various orders coming down from the federal government in conflict with a federal judge's ruling on the president's recent immigration orders. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure, Greg. I always love to talk to you.
Well, you had an interesting confrontation, I guess, with the head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement this week in committee, and you got into a back and forth that got a little bit frustrating because there seem to be actions taken that are directly contrary to what the law is and what the courts have said. How much of that is responsible for what you're wanting now in this audit?
Well, we have been doing some digging into this for quite some time, and that further accentuated the need to get some answers. The administration sends directors like the one from CIS over, who at one time have done great things and been noble participants in government, but then all of a sudden they become in a position of leadership in this information, and their job seems to be to obfuscate, to hide, to prevent people from finding out what was done illegally or unconstitutionally. And it is clear that Homeland Security, CIS, has been violating the law, the Constitution, and in particular, United States District Judge Andrew Hanen's order not to be granting amnesties that the president spoke into being. He spoke an annulment of many years of work of members of Congress passing laws in the House and Senate, other presidents signing those laws. He speaks new law into existence, and then the Secretary of Homeland Security goes about doing memos that overrule the law. And then it turns out, as Judge Hanen has said in hearings and in orders, that he was lied to by Homeland Security. And then I had one of my staff go over and do some investigating across the river in Arlington, in Crystal City, about this massive facility and the people they've hired. And it's secretive, and it points out back to the fact that they raise most of their money through fees. They use the fees for things they lied about using them for. And we need the government accounting office to get to the bottom. What are they using those fees for?
How clear will it be if there is an audit as to how that money is being used? In other words, do you expect that the books are kept honestly?
Well, I think someone has honest books. It may be that we'll run into the same problem that we have with the IRS or with the State Department, that, all of a sudden everything that would show what they've been doing gets deleted. But if that happens, that they've deleted spending records, then they will have run into some criminal violations and be looking in prison. So I don't expect as much deletion of important records in this situation as we've had from the IRS and the Department of State.
What has to happen for this audit to happen? Do you have to pass legislation, get it through a possible Democratic filibuster? Who has to order this?
Government Accounting Office, they are supposed to do audits where they see that they're necessary. Congress can direct them to specifically do audits, but we hope by bringing this to GAO's attention, they will see, this is true. This is not money that's appropriated. They say they only need $600 million on hand for rainy day fund, and yet they have $1.2 billion. So we might better take a look at this. They can do it on their own, or they can do it as directed by Congress. If they refuse to direct it, then I hope we'll pass a bill to require them to do it.
Congressman, what else did your own investigator discover by heading over to the facilities in Virginia, just over the river from Washington?
Well, that they have massive grade A space. I'm shocked that they would feel the need to lease or purchase or create this grade A business space for something that could virtually be done in warehouse type situation. But here they are. They want this great space. So we need to get to the bottom. How did they get this space? What paid for it? Who paid for it? How much did they pay for it? Who is being hired? We couldn't get any of that information, Greg. They were stonewalling on everything. Everybody referring, we'll have to talk to this person or that person, and nobody willing to get answers, nobody willing to let representatives sent by a congressman in to review the facilities they've hired. So we've got a lot more digging to do, Greg.
Congressman, you mentioned Judge Hayne, and he, of course, issued the original order to stop the legalization process for the 5 million illegals that were part of the president's November orders. The administration challenged that. They wanted to let it keep happening while this was adjudicated. Judge Hayne said no. Initially, the administration said they would abide by it while they fought to restart it, but then there were some stories that they were doing it anyway. What's your knowledge right now of whether or not this actually is on hold or whether it's still going on?
Well, actually, it was supposed to be on hold. They promised Judge Hayne they would not be granting visas and amnesty under the November amnesty. And then they finally had to come in, I believe it was March 3rd, and admit, gee, since November 20th, even though we told you we would not violate your order, we would not be granting these. There have been 108,081 that have been granted, and then there's potential that they said those were just renewals from the prior amnesty program, but there's some question about that at this point.
Well, Congressman, we thank you very much for bringing it to our attention. We'll certainly follow up with you once you get some answers one way or another on this request for the audit. Thank you very much for your time today.
We're a long way from being through with our digging, so thank you, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Judiciary Committee, longtime judge in the state of Texas before coming to the U.S. Congress. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.